Eamon, a great win, a great game of football as well.
It was. It was flowing, you know, end to end football. It was a difficult game, you know, for us and for them as well. You know, both teams had chances, but we came out on top, so we're delighted.
Your goal, the penalty, the only goal of the game.
Yep.
It's amazing with all the chances that there was only one goal in the game.
I know. Yeah, we had a couple of chances throughout the game. We missed one in the first half, and I think we had a couple then in the second half.
Sorry, was that a tonight I'm doing Fernando Torres?
Sorry.
Was it tonight, Matthew? I'm doing Fernando Torres.
I don't think it was that bad, but. No, we had chances, they had chances, you know. Just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net, both teams. But thankfully, we got the panel and we went in. Yeah, you know, we went off victorious, so we're happy.
This is your first medal with Derry. I'm sure you're probably thinking to yourself, I've got that in the pocket, but the one I really want probably is the Premier Division one.
Exactly, yeah. No, without a doubt, the league's the one I want. To be fair, I really wanted to win tonight. I've been fortunate enough to win a league medal, an FA Cup medal, and a Stanley Cup medal. So to get the League Cup medal tonight was, completes the four. So delighted with that. But tonight I think was important to get the win. Obviously to win the cup, but I think it gives us a lot of confidence now for the remaining six games. We want to win the league. It's in our hands. We win six games, we won the league, and you know that's what we want to do.
How were you when you were stepping up for the penalty? Luckily, it wasn't down the shed end. You were in front of your own supporters.
I said it before the game. When we were warming up, I said just because I actually practiced penalty yesterday. And funnily enough, now before the game, I said, imagine taking a penalty in front of the shed end. It'd be quite nervous. But I'm not going to lie. I was nervous stepping up and hitting it. But thankfully, their keeper actually made my mind up. I seen him corner of my eye. I seen him dive to the direction before I hit it. So you know, I knew I just had to tap it into that corner. To be honest, it wasn't a great penalty. It wasn't in the corner. But I see him going the other way. So.
Had you decided where you were going to put him when you were stepping up?
I was going to hit it the way I hit it anyway, but I definitely did see him dive before I even hit it, and you know it made it easy for me, to be honest. I was nervous hitting it, but delighted it went in, and yeah, delighted we got the win.
How are you enjoying your season? I suppose you must have had great faith in Stephen and the Derry City lads to join them at the start of the season.
After talking to Stephen, Stephen's a huge influence. Has been a huge influence on me, you know. And after speaking to him at the start of the season, I knew he wasn't going to put a team up just to compete, and just go through the motions. I knew he wanted to win things. He's won things, a lot of things as a manager. He's a hungry manager, and he's sort of resurrected my career as well. You know, I had a bad couple of years at Sporting Fingal, but thankfully this year it's gone well. And as a team, personally, goals wise, it's gone well. And I can't complain. I'm delighted.
I suppose now for you, it's going to give you and the lads confidence. I know you're already confident. You're in a fantastic unbeaten run at the moment, but you've got six more cup finals coming up.
Yeah, as I said, tonight obviously it was the League Cup final and we wanted to win it, but I think the most important part of tonight, or aspect of tonight, was getting the win on our belts to give us the confidence and the springboard to sort of kick on and the last six remaining six games to go on and win them. Look, we're delighted with the win, and hopefully we can go on and win the league. It'd be great to do a double. You know, unbelievable achievement after coming up in the first division. You know, it's great to win the league. It's great to have a bit of silverware already. But no, we really want to win the league. That's the number one aim. You know,
you're in fantastic form as well, in front of goal. So I suppose for yourself, it'd be nice, to end the season on a high on every aspect.
Yeah, people have been telling me I've been going through a bit of a drought. The last four games I haven't scored. But delighted to get the goal tonight. So hopefully I can put me in good stead for the last six games. Hopefully I can contribute a few more goals. Personally it's going well, top goal scorer in the league, and that's where I want to be, the top goal scorer in the league from the end of the season, and it's going well. But most importantly it's the team winning games, and I don't care who scores as long as we win. And hopefully we can win the last six games.
It's Derry City, isn't it? Basically that's what it's all about.
It is indeed. I mean, I also want to say obviously the fans tonight that the travel down were great as well, and they've been great all season, and they're going to be vitally important for the last six games. So look, they love football up in Derry, they're really passionate about it, and it's a privilege to play in front of them week in, week out.
When Dublin players go down the country and play with country teams, they see a difference. It's kind of like a close-knit family thing, and Derry are one of those clubs that you're really made feel welcome.
Yeah, I mean, that is one huge difference between playing for a Dublin team and a country team. I got it to an extent when I played for Drogheda. Walking around the streets of Drogheda, you had people coming up to you, congratulating you, or know, if you've done well, or berating if you've done bad. Like, but no, as I said, a passion up there about the football, and you know, it's I can't describe the feeling, but you do feel when things are going well, it's a great feeling. It's a great buzz around the town, and you know, you have people coming up to you, as I said, and you know, shaking your hand and asking how you're getting on, and it's great. You don't get that in Dublin, you know. So it's great to feel, I don't know, a little bit important, and I think it helps you in the football pitch.